Okay. Well, everyone's getting ready to receive the teachings and say the prayers, preliminary prayers. I like to read the prayer list. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Venerable Lobsang Chökyi, Bruce Baxter, Larry Lee Bullock, Andy Chauvin, Ray Allen DeMarcy, Fernando Perez Gil Romo, Linda Smith, Robin Williams, Arnold Winant, Baby Bunny, Grissimi the Cat, Winnie the Dog. Shop Search, Roseanne Barona, Joey Gooch, Joe Griffiths, Jim Kay, James Zillick, Michelle Matich, Pooja, Alex Schwartz, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche, Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Chökyi Lamo, Venerable Losan Tsering. All those harmed by natural and man-made disasters. For the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Roger and Barb Alexander, Russell Allen, Lisa Baranski, Jim Barnes, Luce Barona, Narcisse Barona Sr., Roseanne Barona, Bob and Rochelle, John Carroll, Willa Cherrett, Anna Clark, Suzanne Diamandopoulos, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Diane Foreman and son Brad Wolf, RGGG and AC, Crystal Green and Sons, Jimmy Gooch and family, Mildred Gooch, Sarah Gold Wright, Tracy Haas Thompson, Paul Hagwood, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Helen Kasanoff, Jessica Kasanoff and the Pristop family, Nina Kowalski, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Mary Lojek, Danny Love, RM, Judy Martin and Andrea Martin, Sarah Miller, Catherine Mayer, Shia Molly Mitra, Evan Myrtle and family, William Oliver, Mary Palermo, Jay Pandya, Anna Papard and her many cousins throughout the Ukraine, Lindsay Piatti, Eileen Rubin and family, Rosemary Seitz, Sarai Sidi Shonabar, Basil Shute, Lobsang Toptem, Dion Washington, Jessica Whitmore, Renee Wildermuth, Steve Williams, Sandy Wimbush, Shay Wokowicki, Dorje and Kadro the Pigs, Grady the Dog, Raven the Cat. Okay, so in a second we'll start on the praises, the 21 Taras on the green sheets in the white prayer book. And then Geshe-la, after Geshe-la sits down, we'll start on the, the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga on page 7 of the booklet. And they're in the bins, right in the white bin as you enter. And then after Geshe-la, after we finish the Guru Yoga, we'll chant the prayers on the back of the first bay sheet, short mandala offering, and then the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. And then Geshe-la will start chanting the refuge and bodhicitta prayer, which is the bottom on the flip side of that same gray sheet. And if he wants to chant the Tonglen meditation on taking and giving, it's in the middle of that page where the refuge and bodhicitta prayer is, right under all the music notes. Okay, so let's start on the praises to the 21 Taras. For more sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, guides like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Three Roads, turbone lotus. waters. I'm the she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with bright rays resplendent as a 1,000-star collection. Homage, golden, blue, and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to doff all the beings. Homage, worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Aniba Mamaru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses, roots, Gandavas, Yaksha. Homage with her tre and pesa, destroying foes' magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right and blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to her, a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with three Jomudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon Arlith Guardian's assembly, shaking, frowning with their home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with breathe the blaze light, beyond ending fire abiding, righteous left of choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage, happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage, she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezeth home in knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage to her with the letter of the shape of syllable, whom five foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vindhya. Homage holding in her hand the hair mech moon of Deva Lake form, with white spoken Tara and Pei, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiant of sun and full moon, with twice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, to source spirit yakshas, and raise corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever's endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. So if you'll please flip to the front of the first base sheet, and let's read Accepting Difficulties as a Path. Even if the environment and beings are filled with the fruits of negativity and unwished-for sufferings pour down like rain, I seek your blessings to take these miserable conditions as a path by seeing them as causes to exhaust the results of my negative karma. In short, no matter what appearances arise, be they good or bad, I seek your blessings to transform them into a path, increasing the two bodhicittas to the practice of the five forces, the quintessence of the entire Dharma, and thus to meditate only on mental happiness. If you please turn to the page 7 in the booklet. We'll start on invocation. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, Omniscient Losang Drapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight, supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from the beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns and the Savior's extensive deeds. I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. So if you'll please turn to page 13 in your booklet. And we'll say the prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 20 times to ourselves, and then together on the 21st time. Me met se we te chen chen resik dui me kem pe wong po jam pe yang gan chen ke pe tu Gen Tsong Kapa Lo Zan Dal Pe Jab La So Ade. Now please turn to page 21 and let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my lives, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. Now turn to the back of the first day sheet and of the white prayer book. And let's recite the short mandala offering. And then right below that, the request to turn the wheel of Dharma. Saji perki shushing metog chamri rabli shi nidegen pade sangye jindu mite uwa yidro kunam da shing la chirpa shok jetsun lama dampa kyenam kichu kukala kense jujin tri jita tsampe duje jima la shab ke che ki char pa wab tu sa hiram guru ratamandala kam niryatayami.
Maybe 2 minutes, silent meditation, 2 minutes. Sanjay. Good evening, welcome back to Lamrim class. Before we read the Lamrim book, how to do meditation on emptiness. So I think it's very important. So I explained a little bit last Wednesday, so I'm going to probably continuously till I finish this. Meditation on emptiness based on this one stanza, not like based on whole Lamrim, but based on one stanza. This stanza is very easy to remember, because it's very short, it's just very easy to remember. The reason behind this meditation, this is more instructions of guiding meditation, okay? Instructions of guiding meditations on emptiness. So see, next time when you lead the meditation on emptiness, so then you have something to base on. So you base on that one stanza. So study the stanza. Then from there, if you guide emptiness meditations, then I think it's very good. So, as I mentioned, that Aryadeva, one of the Nagarjuna's main disciples, he said in his text, 400 stanza of Madhyamaka Avatara text. So he said, even just wondering about emptiness, will pieces, believe or not, pieces, karma like throwing glass on the ground, karma will be shattered like that. Even just wondering. So then can you imagine meditating on that? Thinking means meditating, Whenever you are thinking something, meditating, that's meditating. So then can you imagine the meditating on emptiness with the interest? Can you imagine? So how much negative karma will purify? So this is so powerful, very powerful meditation. Why is it so powerful? Because this wisdom that you are going to gain to understand emptiness will challenge the root of all the sufferings. That's why it's so powerful. It's not just branch here, there. It goes to the root. It challenges the root. That's why, because of the whole tree, whole tree, because of that tree's all complication like branch, the fruit, all of that, so not liking that, all of that, just picking one by one. If you just cut the root, everything will be dry. Everything will dry, So there's one tree in my backyard. So there's something that grows on the tree, what do you call some kind of plant that grows on the tree, they cover whole tree, So I've been looking at my neighbors, not right next door neighbor, not right next door neighbor. Second one. I'm looking at his tree, so all of them come dry. So, what happened? Root. Otherwise, you're looking there, there's not just one branch, there's a cover of trees. and you hear, oh, this is going to kill trees and all of that, you know, then, yeah, concern, you know, rise. So then look, so they're thinking, you know, like, oh, maybe how to pull them down, you know, so like one, I say, vine, one by one, this is very strong, but it went all the way up to the trees. Or you can do that, you know, just take one by one, so only a matter of time it will grow again. If you root, if you cut the root, there will not grow. So now it's all dry. Hmm? See, similarly, eventually, you know, all the sufferings will become like that. It will dry, then fall down. So because the root. So that's why I just want you to understand, because all the people who come to witness that class, you know, here, hoping more people will, you know, lead meditation, teach class at the Kadanda Center. So, that's why it's so powerful. Why it's so powerful? Because it challenges the root, root which is, you know, called the fundamental confusion. You know? It challenges the root. So that's why it's so powerful. Huh? That's why, you know, when you meditate on emptiness, that's why the karma, negative karma, you know, like, shattered, like throwing the glass on the floor. You know? That's why, you know, because it's challenging the root. You know? So therefore, it's very, very good to learn, you know. So people here in America, you can read, you know, generally speaking, you are, you know, compared to many other countries, you know, smart people, you know, almost every, generally speaking, many, many people in this country can read or write, you know. Rest of the, compared to other countries, you know, majority of the people, they cannot read, they cannot write. You know. So, especially my parents' generation, you know, not probably out of 100%, 99% they don't, they cannot read and write. You know. So, so that's good, you know, good to use, you know, this as a... to learn about emptiness, okay? So now the base on the stanza, so guided meditation on emptiness is explained based on like couple of points. So one point that I will explain is called characteristic of nature. So that is like, you know, star, they use example, star as example, star symbolize true truth. Or you can say emptiness and appearances. Appearance refers to conventional truth. Emptiness refers to ultimate truth. Because every object has two truths. You know? You will find true truth in every existing phenomena as true truth. So then like also they use examples like visual aberrations that symbolize emptiness. Emptiness. Does that ring bell? Does that ring big bell or small bell? Big bell. So then the flame of light, the next, the third example is a flame of light. Flame of light. Oh. Emptiness does not mean things does not exist. Things do exist, no? Because of emptiness, they exist, no? If there's no emptiness, they don't exist. Because of emptiness, they exist, no? For example, like flame of light. Flame of light, even though flame of light does not exist from its own side, that doesn't mean flame of light does not exist. Flame of light does not exist from its own side, that does not mean flame of light does not exist. Then how the flame of light exists? Oh, flame of light exists based on many, 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 you know, conditions, based on many, many conditions. You have to have wick,
yes,
butter, lighter, well, because of that, how you see flame of light. Ooh. So thing exists because of causes and conditions, not because how we see them. That's not how they exist. Things doesn't exist because how we see them, no. Things exist because there's some causes and conditions. So there's some causes and conditions. So when you talk about the star symbolize both, you know, appearances and emptiness. So that emptiness does not mean things doesn't exist, no. Stars do exist, but we don't see them during the daytime, we don't see them. Symbolism does not mean they don't exist, they do exist, no, they do exist, no. But they exist on basis of causes and conditions. No? So that clearly shows emptiness is not same with nothingness. No? Emptiness is not same with nothingness. Emptiness is something very profound that exists, or something very profound that exists. So nothingness, then you are falling into another extreme view, what we call nihilism. Nihilism. The super exaggerations, that's like another extreme view, that's called middle way. So these three, you know, what's called nature of empty, the guided meditation on emptiness, explained on characteristic of nature, these are the three examples. They use star, visual aberrations, flame of lamb. Just the short review. So visual aberrations, you know, Ravli Mela Tashi Lo Junas, Ravli Marashi Lo Junas, Tedamai Tishi Te means, so like quoted from Chandrakirti's, you know, books, Madhya Manga Avatara, what Chandrakirti said in his books, Ravli Mela Tashi Lo Junas, person who does not have, you know, problem in their visions, makes me the perfect eye. Somebody who has problem with his eye, seeing that he's, even though he's bald, he's seeing his hair is falling down. That even though it's very vivid, it's very real, but it's real for you, your mind. It's not real. Generally speaking, it's not real. Why? Because people who have perfect eyes, they don't see them. See? Similarly, you know, seeing something out of fundamental confusion, based on fundamental confusions, seems very real, but it's real for you, but it's not real. If it's real, generally speaking, it's real. So then, meditative equipoise, mind has to see that, but that mind doesn't see, that mind don't see that. So that's clearly proved, that's not ultimate truth. What you are seeing is conventional truth, is truth to you. Generally speaking, it's not truth. There's only one truth, that's ultimate truth, no emptiness. Okay, so so just reviewing that, so then, you know, like, if you think like, then, you know, this is wonderful, because, you know, then so much your negative karma will purify, so that's good, you know. So you think about that, I will think about that, so next time when you lead, you know, guided meditation on emptiness, then that's how you should lead. So now the second characteristic, that's the one I want to explain, so then I'll eventually explain, you know, all of that. No, it's very short, very short. It's very short, you know, it's easy to learn, okay? So now the second curse is called Ronyame Tsini. Ro literally means, you know, taste. Nyang means experience. I say taste. There's two things, the taste or test. I test. Test of what? Test of apple? I'm not sure. Test I taste apple. Oh, I taste apple. I taste apple. You taste apple? Or the color or shape? What it is? So anyway, that's how we debate this. No necessary here. So they ask, you know, do you eat round bread? Because bread, you know, monastery, all the bread is round. So somebody asked, did you eat round bread? If you say no, so then it's getting complicated, you know. If you say yes, the round is shape, so how can you eat shape? So then there's a kind of debate. So it's not necessary here, it's not necessary. So now, ro nyang, it's in ro nyang, ro means, you know, taste, nyang means, what is taste? Taste? What's the difference between tasting? So I taste apple.
Experience
of flavor. Flavor, that's a raw, okay. Flavor, thank you. Flavor, there's two different things. The flavor, taste, two different things. I'm not sure. Like sometimes it. Taste of apple. Can you say?
Taste of apple and flavor of apple are really almost the same.
Same. Can you say taste of apple? Oh, so then that's good. Then taste or flavor probably same. Raw means, you know, taste or flavor. Nyang means experience. So now if you literally translate that, you know, characteristic is like characteristic of experiencing taste. If you literally translate. So what it means how we interact with object, okay? That's what it means. What it means, like, I say, characteristic of, you know, in thinking about how to translate that, you can say characteristic of, you know, experience, or you can say characteristic of, you know, how we interact with things, you know. So it can be so many things. Experience of interaction with the world. Make sense? So there's more meaning. So now, Ronya, example they use, like I say, what is it called in English?
An illusion.
Illusion? Mm-hmm. Illusion, so, Juma, illusion, so, illusion. So what happens, you know, like magicians, when they create something, so, some of them, you know, like they measure the area, say, 2 miles around me, 2 miles around me. So they do some kind of, you know, something, then the minute you walk into that area, and you are like, eye is trick, you know. So then he will make you see things that in reality is something else. Okay? So, means now trick, or maybe I say the power of the magic. It's kind of like, you know, like illusion, yeah, it was something like that. So that's bit depend. Sometimes they do on the, how you say, on the spot, you know. Sometimes they have something near with them, could be water in the glass. So keep them some near. So sometimes they just whole area, they just do that, so they know your eye was tricked. Huh? So this I mentioned it before. So this is like piece of wood. Magician can create anything, you know, can create or anything, and create anything, you know. So then what you see, you don't see piece of wood. What you see is, could be an animal, could be people, could be all kind of things you see. So not just see, but you know, you believing in that, you know, you believing in that. So then everything built on that, you know, fear, stress, concern, like, you know, laughing, crying, all of that, you know, all of that is based on appearances. To your eye, what is appearing, appearing in front of you, based on that. Reality, that's piece of wood, see. So magician see same thing. What you're seeing, the magician doesn't believe. Because you are seeing that because of you are hallucinated. Right? Hallucinated. Your eye was tricked. You know? So they make you see that. So that's why you're seeing that. not because it's there. What is there is a piece of wood. That's what it is. What is there is a piece of wood. What you see is beautiful horses, you know, people, whatever it is. See, Jumata was invited in the middle of mind. Jumata means illusion like objects. So now there's whatever is appearance. Let's say these beautiful horses. You know. So maybe a magician abusing that horse, then you get upset, you know, so like that, all kind of thing. But it actually is not horse. You know. See, that's called illusions. So illusion like object, that is the horse, no? It is not, how you say, Milo Amaz, you know? It is not infallible.
Infallible.
Makes sense? Infallible. That is fallible. That's fallible. That's not infallible, no? Jumata was Milo Amaz, you say. Why is not fallible? Fallible? Fallible is good or no?
It's wrong. Not good. Infallible is...
That is not infallible. That's as a, actually, it's not true. Actually, it's not true. So probably better to use a simple word. It's not true. Why is not true? Because you are seeing something that's not what it is. You are seeing horses, but that's not horse. Actually, it's a piece of wood. What it is, it is a piece of wood. What you are seeing is not what it is. What it is, what you are not seeing is what it is. What is not, what you are seeing is what is not what it is. Aspect of that object is wood. What you are seeing is horse. From the wood you see as a horse, actually it's not horse, it's wood. So that's why it's not true. It's not true or it's not fallible. It's not infallible means it's not true. Why is it happening? Because you are hallucinating. The minute you walk into that, like marked, has a marked environment, that's what happens. You know? Not because, I'm no good person, I'm not smart, I'm this and that, no. Not because of that. It's nothing to do with it, because you walk into that. You know? Not just everybody see the same thing. Similarly, unfortunately, so many things that we see, you know, because fundamental confusions, you know, fundamental confusions, okay? So that's why that's the root of the suffering, so. Out of that, even though the problems, all this, you know, this and that, this and that, does not exist from its own side, but we see them because of, you know, fundamental confusions, huh? Because you see that because of the power of the magicians, because of that you see them, not because they are there, because you see them because, you know, because the power of the magicians that you see them as a horse, not because this horse is there. Similarly, so see now the where the blame goes to fundamental confusion, not you. See, not because of I, because of me seeing these things, no, because of fundamental confusions. That's why you see those things. So, even though those things doesn't exist from its own sight, then how come that I see them like that? Oh, because of fundamental confusions. Therefore, Shakyamuni Buddha sees the negative mind as a problem, not a person. Oh, not the person. Big distinction between a person. Person is going to get enlightened. Their negative mind never get enlightened. The person is going to get enlightened. It's only a matter of time. To be nimo tathiji, nimo tanda kansa means the problem is not the person, it's the person with the negative mind, that's the problem. If you want to eliminate, you should eliminate that, not the person. That see, so that's called characteristic of how we interacting with the world, okay? See? So that's the, like, this guided meditation on emptiness based on this one stanza explained, you know, with four characteristics. The first one is characteristics of nature, explained based on star, visual aberrations, film of lamb. So now then second characteristic of, you know, if you literally translate it, it's a characteristic of experiencing flavor, but no, that doesn't really make no sense. But what it means is a characteristic of how we interact with world. See, what do you think? You think it will help? If you start to blame the fundamental confusion, that's why I'm seeing all this thing, no? That's not you. See? So then not able to distinguish between that and the person, then all mixed up. So then, you know, that's why I think, you know, people, they start to say, oh, I don't like myself, you know, I'm not good, I'm all bad, you know. So that's good. This will help. Because of that confusions, when you're dreaming, yeah, all kind of emotion arise, no? If you are not aware that you are dreaming, all kind of emotion arise when you wake up. It's just memory. It's just memory. Similarly, so not waking up from the fundamental confusions, then it's like dream. Everything's like, you know, just dreaming. Okay, maybe night, could be nightmare. When you see emptiness, it's just memory. You know? So this all is just memory. So please use, you know, so if you can think up, you know, on a daily basis, you know. So one is there, I know, say star, then think about true truth. Visual aberrations, then think about, you know, emptiness. Is it right? Is it correct? So then flame of lamb, emptiness does not mean nothingness. There's big difference between emptiness and nothingness. Nothingness, it means nothingness, you know. Nothingness means nothingness. Emptiness means something, you know, something very profound. So then, things do exist because they're real. When you talk of emptiness, you are not saying, oh, these are not real, or merely imputed chair. It does not mean chair doesn't exist. Chair do exist. You see, you can touch. How chair exists is not like how you see. It exists because it's based on causes and conditions. That's how chair exists, not because how you see. A negative person, bad person, how bad person exists, it doesn't exist from its own side. It exists based on causes and conditions. That causes and conditions caused by what? It's caused by fundamental confusions. That's why no fundamental confusion. So that's how you say, you know, oh, this is my karma. Or when you see this person sick, oh, that's your karma to see that person sick. Yeah, that person is sick. It's your karma or whoever comes, that person is sick. How you see? Well, you see, then, you know, there's like, it's much better to say, oh, does it make sense? Oh. So I hope you learn something here. Oh. So then next, you know, I will continuously explain that, you know, guided meditations. So this is, you know, very, very important. So otherwise, as let me find.
So in the textbook, we're on page 271.
271?
Not in your book.
Oh.
It's on, we're starting on, you know, the universal suffering of psychic existence, eight types, six types, three types of suffering.
See, in this Lamrim book, see, this is all about emptiness. This part is all about emptiness. See, it's not one stanza. This is not one stanza. This is all about last perfections. Perfection of wisdom is all about this. You know, that's why so it's important compared to the three scope. You know, this is all about emptiness. You know. So then whatever knowledge that you have about emptiness, so if you use that based on this guiding meditations, so then the good, you know, your guiding meditation on emptiness is based on something that rather than, oh, that's how I think about emptiness. You know. When it's come down on challenging fundamental, the root of all the suffering, is not about how you think, no. So there's no must base, no. So then must, you know, like I say, teaching must come from Buddha to Nagarjuna, Nagarjuna to Chandrakirti, then you know, Lama Adish, all of that. Okay. So then out of four characteristics, no. So. I already explained that, so now I'm here explaining and try to think, you know, try to remember by heart. Okay, remember by heart. Oh yeah, so that's all about guided meditation on emptiness. So. Then, yeah, some time left, so then I will know. So now here, we are here. So now, do you remember that we talk about actual meditation on suffering? That's how they translated it. Why the Buddha taught the truth of suffering first out of those four noble truths. You know? So this is also, even though you are not able to study all, you know, this like close to 1,000-page learning book, so Four Noble Truths, as I mentioned before, you know, that's how you lead sentient beings. That's how the Buddha lead sentient beings, based on the teaching of Four Noble Truths. You know. So this is like the summary, or maybe Buddha sums up all his, you know, like experience of his meditations that he gained from the 6-year solid meditation under the Bodhi tree. All the experience that he gains, you know, since leaving the kingdom, searching for answer, all the questions that he has, even the parents cannot answer them. Nobody in the kingdom, even though the kingdom is very powerful, all the wealth, everything cannot be answered, his questions. So that's why he left the kingdom, went to the wilderness, met so many different people, all did all kinds of things. So then finally, you know, that searching many, many years, then after that he meditated 6 years solid meditation under the Bodhi tree. All the experience that he gains, he sums up into this Four Noble Truth. That's why he's first teaching Four Noble Truth. So this is quite important. This is like the framework of Buddha's experience, of Buddha's teachings, Four Noble Truth. The all the experience that, you know, he sums up into this Four Noble Truths. So, so I already explained that, you know, that order. It all comes down on how people has a how people go into the samsara, how people go into the samsara, and how people can get out of the samsara. These two things, you know. Getting into the samsara, getting out of the samsara, these two things sums up into the Four Noble Truths. These two things sums up into the Four Noble Truths. So, so then what Maitreya Buddha said, Neni Shija, no, the like that. Okay, so I'm not going to repeat this. I already explained it. So now, actual meditation on suffering, because there's way out. See, if you don't find what's wrong with your physical body, how you are going to find cause? No. First, you have to diagnose what is wrong. So then, after that, you know what cause could be food. Probably should not eat wheat. gluten free. I say. Maybe it's caused by. Maybe it's caused by gluten. Maybe it's caused by sweet. You know, something. Then, because you already know, you already diagnose caused by what. So then, based on that, then you know, prescribe the prescriptions. If you have no idea, or maybe you are having problem with the diarrhea, not knowing, just taking, I say, medicine, but just taking Advil. Even though Advil is a medicine, but you know, you are taking medicine, but you are not taking the right medicines. You know, so you don't have headache, you know, you have diarrhea problems. So, that's why one of my teachers in the monastery, he almost killed cancer. But he, the monastery is very very common. You keep all kinds of medicines. You have no idea, you know, what's what. You know, so you think this is for headache. If somebody has a headache, then you give some wrong medicines. Then all of a sudden, they process very bad reactions. So they end up going to the hospital. It turns out you took the wrong prescriptions. So see, diagnosing is very important. In order to prescribe the right prescriptions, one needs to diagnose. That's why exactly actual meditation on suffering, that's what it's like, diagnosing. The health problem. So, so then second, then all this, you know, gluten-free, all of the dietary, this is the product prescriptions. The cause, what is caused by. See, very interesting. So as I mentioned before, this, in the Four Noble Truths, it says, as the second one is like, origin of suffering. See, for me, the origin of suffering is Gijisampo. No, not like karma and afflicted mind. Gijisampo. Also, like, you know, then that's just an example, you know, like that, like this. So it's very important. If you realize, okay, cause of suffering is like the karma and afflicted mind, so then, you know, there'll be way out. If you think, believe, Gijisampo, you know, that probably, say, then it'll probably, you know, it's going to be very, very difficult, you know. Unruly beings are everywhere. What Shantideva said, you can't eliminate all of them. You can't. If you tame your mind, it's equivalent like taming all of them, or that Shantideva said. So that's why origin of suffering is not something, or something we believe. According to the Four Noble Truths, origin of suffering, you know, is like Leji kunju, the nimume kunju, karma, if then Duke has an afflicted mind. If there's no afflicted mind, karma doesn't function. Karma, can function. No? So because of the afflicted mind, there's karma. Okay? So now, this is like, actually meditation on like suffering is like diagnosing what is happening, diagnosing the complication or difficulties, okay? suffering, general suffering of the samsara. So then, as individual suffering. So suffering here does not mean pain. It's like that's like suffering is here more like complication. Oh? So then there's like, I will just give you the number, okay? So then, while I was gone, you can read, okay? So, 8 types of complication, 6 types of complications, 3 types of complications. Number-wise, not big, according to samsara, just 8 plus 6, that's how many? That's like 14. There's only 17 of them. 17 of them. Only 17 of them. I'm not going through each one of them. So now each one of them is not that difficult to understand. So you can read. If you have questions, then you can save. Then when I come back, then we can have further discussion. Tiba dhebe phong dan, chiwa dan, na dan, gawa sa dunga tuma yin, june kowa lan, cho zhe shi sung batan gomo zhe. So now this is like kind of interesting because this is not something that you talk in this country, Actual meditation on suffering. So what do you think when you hear this word, actual meditation on suffering? Something's desirable or something's gross or disgusting? So now maybe like, how's about studying suffering? Difference between meditation on suffering and studying suffering, or research on suffering. Research, I said.
Yes.
Research on suffering, studying suffering. If the word means something different, or meditation, thinking about suffering, they just set aside the meditations. Thinking about suffering, studying suffering, researching suffering. That's what it means. That's all what this means. Action meditation, suffering, that's what it means. So if the word, they make a difference, this all included, I think, my understanding, So that's like studying, studying or researching or thinking about, thinking,
So the day the was she the gear, but you wouldn't need to do the day in Zukas or Dode to Massons and Dina Tumuigo, Tumi Migo Chang and Nam Tamjala, Tumu and the Chuig of the Seven Day Lance, Tumu Maimba, Chungju Namlani, Loy Tuna Chidachiba, the Tang, Loy Tuchuna, Lungje, Tony Cubs of Kamba, the Changing Wars and Chava Chava Worship.
There's Lama Song also even says, if it's like, say, when I say spiritual stress, so that's just called spiritual stress, but no, there should not be spiritual stress. If you really know the definition of spiritual, but no, if the spiritual is causing you stress, so then I think Lama Song said, you can think what you can think. If it's too much, you know, then you can minimize. Okay, minimize. So, tomorrow morning, we change the number. You lower to you na, today tomorrow that change last. Lower to you na, means it is bothering your mind. As I mentioned, you're not here. Especially, it varies based on individuals, you know. Some individuals, when they are sick, if they think about karma, it's helping them tremendously. And some people don't want to think about karma. When they are sick, that's fine. You know why Buddha taught about karma? To benefit you. If it's not benefiting, it's making your mind worse, then there's something wrong, you know. See? Okay? So these are called, this is not something you concentrate, no? Concentrate, this is not something, you don't concentrate on suffering, that's not used to do. See, this is like more like analytical meditations, this is very important. This is analytical meditations, you know, means analyzing, analyzing, searching, investigating, same. This is like analyzing, this is not something that you all day long, you know, like concentrate, that's not what you do, you analyze them, Dinam chekum yinjang gumju miba teta le shenbe gemme ke luma de kala midawa semiba da gyoba songa nimu da chime onda midawa sheba che sari tambe ngane changchak su onda chunju le deje tanda kato wo yunzu che je yun teje rebe tume su she sumba yi shendo yinbe gyoja tanyo recitations. That's when you concentrate, you know. Recitations, doing Jati Yoga practice, that you concentrate, you know. Visualizing my body, speech, and mind, inseparable with Tara's body, speech, and mind. That's where you concentrate. Not, you know, sufferings, no, you concentrate. This you analyze. You analyze them because you want to know what's caused by. You want to, because reason you are analyzing them, you are trying to find cause. That's why you're analyzing them. Cause, okay? When you find the cause, then you remedy the path. So that's where you concentrate. So I think this is very important. This is not concentration meditation. This is analytical meditation. I will just read the quick, the important points, and then I'm not going to go through each one of the sufferings here. She yi xin du yin bi ge zhu tam zhi zhi bu chung wa sung bi qi dang zhi. Tepa qingpo la tepa gombe do le jang zhi, ri ji pu nam dang di jang, di da chung ju san ma nam zhi. Tepa qingpo la tepa, tepa qingpo li jung wa kan xin ya rung zhi, te tam zhi ni nam ba ma yin bi sim zhi tuen dang zhi. Chu yang da ba san bu jung wa ri bu xin rung zhi, te la zhi nam ba ma yin bi sim ni. Give me what you know, 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 you know. Then here, a little bit talking about doing the recitations, you know, while you're doing reciting mantras, you know, you are supposed to think meaning of the mantra or the deity that is associated with the mantra. That's what you're supposed to think. And while you are reciting, but you are reciting Om Tare Tuta Suri Soha, but your mind is going in the shopping mall, or maybe flea market, or we're looking for some, you know, something to buy. So that's why it says, Namba Yeng means, why is it? Wandering mind?
So if you are thinking while you are reciting Tara mantra, if you are not able to think about the meaning of the mantra or Tara herself, but if you are thinking about something good, so that's not considered as like wandering, something positive. That's not considered as wandering. Only considered wandering if you are thinking something that's not, I say, virtue. Namiya. Oh, yeah. So that's not the main obstacles to achieve karma abiding. You can stay peacefully with one object if your mind is going around and around and all kinds of, then you can, only way you can live peacefully with one object if you can stick your mind with object. That's the only way you can live peace with or shine. That's the name of the karma abiding, shine. So nami. So come abiding meditation, what do you do if your mind gets wander. There's two things happening. One is mind is like getting up, kind of getting like, how is it, hyper. Hyper means kind of like getting very, I'm the only one who does this meditation, like getting kind of arrogant, high. One, there's no mind just wandering all over the place. Namiya. So the main obstacle for to achieve karma abiding meditation, namiya. So then while you are doing concentration meditation, if you start, your mind start wandering, so I'll explain some other times. Taba sumji yunjen rupa tamje sim giwe mikba tele shendu miwa nebe tse jiba shinne ngwezam tse jesumba. Or really come abiding, if not similar, means some form of concentration is needed. While if you are reciting mantra, whatever, some form of concentration is needed. If not the real come abiding is there, but some form of come abiding, some similar means jetu, means like similar, means some level of concentration with them. Due to Mashi Dashi. Gave me well, Susu Chibi, Chidawa, the Chinibal, Chiniba Chibi, Hadong with them. The Jews to Mashi, the Tinu was so. Similar, if there's not like really special insight, but similar, similar. Investigations begin after concentrations, Not while you are concentrating. But after concentrations, there's another form of investigations begin. So that's called special insight. Why is called special insight? Because it's powered by concentrations, investigations, called hartong, special insight. Chile shila nguyo dan jesu dhima nyi machi na tepas mi jitam shila chi nguyo dhivu nguyo nyeba mendoos. So because there's no concentrations, will definitely help to deeper your meditation or emptiness, So that's why the concentration is needed. That's why, the concentration really help. So now when you concentrate on your breath, or don't think, this is like simple breathing meditations. Just think, this is preparation for, to gain wisdom, realizing emptiness. This is for preparations, So to develop concentration, watching your breath, It's not just normal breathing meditations. So similar here, starting Lamrim was not just starting small scope or middle scope. This is the preparations to go all the way to enlightenment. Right from the beginning, refuge in Buddhist prayer is not just refuge in Buddhist prayer. This is the preparations to achieve enlightenment. To see, this is like It's not just one path that break, another path that break. It's like there's like whole path. Means you walk in, there's no thing. Okay, that's the path of enlightenment. When you walk, okay, something like that. Then. So then I will jump. So I will jump all the way to like here. Nimo be nimbo temba kecha las nimo nyo. So like relying on antidote of afflicted mind. Did you see? Relying on antidote of afflicted mind. Or importance of applying antidote afflicted mind. So I will leave for you to read all these 17 types of suffering. You can read.
So you mean one of the four powers?
And then one of the four powers already gone, I think. Here, like, teaching nimo vinyambha devake, therefore, is very, very important to apply antidote. Teya nimo shiyabala, this based on to understand the afflicted mind. Applying antidote is important, but this depend on this also dependent on understanding afflicted mind. Therefore, to be to educate it about afflicted mind. Yeah, so then this begins with four, like identifying afflicted mind and how they arise,
Then, page 298.
Oh, yeah. So I will probably jump there. So what do you think?
Okay.
Yeah. So there's the most page we covered, one class. There's like almost like 20 pages. So there's only a couple of minutes, so I will start with that, okay? So now this is like the second truth, origin of suffering, okay? So that's what we're studying, origin of suffering. So now let's say we finish actual meditation on suffering, so we finish that. It's important to apply the antidote. But before you apply antidote, we have to understand. We have to have understanding of afflicted mind. So this has four: identifying afflicted mind and how they. Can you say in English how they?
The order in which they arise.
Order in which they arise. My English is long. Your language is pretty good. My English has long way to go. Catch up with you. Long way to go. Cause of afflicted mind.
Of the afflictions.
Of the afflictions. Then the downside.
The faults.
The faults. Nimuchi tsini. So now see, this is important. Definition of.
Of affliction, and affliction is defined.
Yeah, definition of afflictions. Oh, this is very important. Nyumong, just knowing the definitions, then you know this is not something good. So just knowing the definition, this is very important. Nyumong, I said this in the Sunday class many times, many a long time ago. Kunti is just the kunle. This probably test is composed by asanga, Only can be two, either Shantideva or Asanga. It more looks like Asanga text. Kunditu. Even though the one that composed by Shantideva, there's another text called Labdhi, but there's no standard, it's all loose, no sentence. A lot of like quotation from the sutras. Now the definition of afflicted mind, or afflictions, definition of affliction, this is very good, this is very important. Chi kang jungwa na rabdu mashiwa sinji jungdu jung desu. Te jungwa sinji ju rabdu mashiwa jungwa te nimo be sinji tos. And now can you read and now listen?
An affliction is defined as a phenomenon that, when it arises, is disturbing in character, and that through arising disturbs the mind stream.
The phenomena refers to the mind, thought. It's not refers to as an object. When they say phenomena, there's a literary translation of the word che, means phenomena. But in this case, che, generally speaking, is something that exists called phenomena. But in this case, phenomena refers to the mental state. Okay. Mental state. So now, can you repeat this again? This is very, very important to understand. So now you know why afflicted mind is not good. Now you know. Because, you know, this is the definition of afflictions. Or you can say how to define affliction, but it's actually the definitions of the affliction. Can you read this again, please?
Okay. An affliction is defined as a thought that, when it arises, is disturbing in character, and that through arising disturbs the mind stream.
Mind stream. It's not just right this minute. It's not, it doesn't have to be right this minute. Mind stream is, you know, it's like, it's not just one moment, you know, mind stream. Then can you further read, please?
An affliction, that the definition again?
No, that's the second part. Right after that.
Thus, when it is produced, it disturbs the mind stream. And then it defines the 10 afflictions.
Okay, go on. So can you repeat this word, please?
Thus, when it is produced, it disturbs the mind stream. That's the only sentence after the definition.
Yeah.
And then
Disturb the mind stream, like very much disturb the mind stream. Very much disturb the mind stream, no? So there needs to be strong, it's exact. Rabdu Mashiva. Very much disturb the mind stream, not just disturb the mind stream. Very much disturb the mind stream. Yeah. Then, okay, I'll stop here. read one sentence, just one sentence, to stop this lamrim in the good haise. Stop in the good paragraph, good paragraphs, because I am very superstitious. She was, I'll just read one sentence, I'll just stop here. She was about to be lunch and she didn't have a babble. So, explain the nature of path, which lead to liberations. That sounds good?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's where I'm going to stop.
Thank
you. So I'm going to say some mantra, you know, for your health, long, happy life, or then success, you know, in your spiritual field, mundane field, all of that, then also preventing from untimely death, you know, such an accident, all of that. Om namo bhagavate avaramidaya jana sumane siddhate zana zaya tatangataya arahate samyasa buddhaya te adamune bune mahabune avaramida bune jana sumara vasite Om asavasa makaravare shude damate kakana samkante sambhava vishude mahana jepare vare zo Om dhumma sova om amidaya dhuzo Om dhumma sova om amidaya dhuzo Om dhumma sova om amidaya dhuzo zo Om namo bhagavate avaramidaya jana sumane siddhate zana zaya tatangataya arahate samyasa buddhaya te adamune bune mahabune avaramida bune jana Sumbharavasite omasavasa makarabare shute dhammate kakana samkante sambhava vishute mahana yamare vare suhava Om namo bhagavate avaramidaya jana sumane siddhate zana zaya tatangataya arahate samyasa buddhaya te adamune bune mahabune avaramida bune Aparamita punya jana sumpa rupa siddhe Om sawa sama kala mara shudhe namante gangana samkante sambo vampi shudhe mahana yamate vare sova Chumte te tishe japa rajama yata vazo vata je seye pumpa tsuma namba chase no chudo je vajo vo Chumte te tishe japa rajama yata vazo vata je seye pumpa tsuma namba chase no chudo je vajo vo Chumte te tishe japa rajama yata vazo vata je seye pumpa tsuma namba chase no chudo je vajo Lama tenpa chinte te tishe japa rajama yata vaso vyata je kumpo ye pato me pala chato no chato no chato no chato Lama tenpa chinte te tishe japa rajama yata vaso vyata je kumpo ye pato me pala chato no chato no chato no chato no chato tishe japa rajama yata vaso vyata je kumpo ye pato me pala chato no chato no chato no chato tishe japa rajama yata vaso vyata je rinche suto chato no chato no chato no tishe japa rajama yata vaso vyata je rinche suto chato no chato no chato no tishe japa rajama yata vaso vyata je rinche suto chato no chato no Arāte vyāsa mēsā mūtēpi namāyā avā lōkite shārāyā mūtē sātāyā mahā sātāyā mahā kālō nīkāyā tēyātā on dara dara dire dire duru duru yedi yedi zane 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 kuzume kuzume vada yedi yedi zane zane abana yesova namorat nataya namaya jana sakara beru zane çuvarın zaya tatanga daya namasa vatatanga tabi arazi besame zan budi be namaya var loki dişara ya budi sataya maha sataya maha karundi gaya te adam dara dara dire dire duru duru yedi yedi zane 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 kuzume kuzume vada yedi yedi Tetezala abana yeso namo ratna taya ya namaya ya nazagala meroza na yeco varın zaya tatakala ya. Namasa va tatakadan bir arha dedi. Samyazan bu debi namaya var loki deşara ya budi sada ya maha sada ya maha kuru. Te adam dara dara diri diri duru duru iri bir de sare sare tazı dır tazı dır kuzum ya kuzum ya var edim ya. Tetezala abana yeso anca anca zemce olen bacı bacı bana zemce olen bacı 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 Bunya da var mı? Maja bana diyor. Maja 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 kona kona maja maja. Şöyle yapar. Sonra bir şey sonra maja maja. Kesin maja maja diyor. Maja sonra diyor. Dada şimdi diyor. Ben diyor. Sonra 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 diyor. Oh yeah, thank you very much. So, so then please also come to center, you know, even though I'm not here, please come, you know, so discuss. Meditate, okay, okay, yeah, thank you.